Hello everyone, we're Superhero Stuff You Should Know, and if you think you know about superheroes and comic books, think again.
We got romance, we got action,
romance.
We got comedy, we got everything you need, man. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know for all your superhero needs.
I don't know about this romance, what part are you talking about?
We've got all kinds of sketches, and then deep dives on top of that. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
Alright, so come on down to, wait, why did I say come on down? To Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
At Maximum Mediocrity, people say things like,
I don't dress like this on the regular basis. This isn't my, you know, pooping uniform. This is not
And they also say things like,
The nurses are usually either angels of mercy or whores.
Every episode is a new experience where you get to know people that aren't famous but should be.
Why am I facing Floyd Mayweather in the woods?
My co-host Morgan and I track down the people you didn't know you needed to hear from.
It's like hot sex in a mug.
We are the Maximum Mediocrity Podcast, and we are on all major podcasting platforms. We'll be waiting for you.
I just want to say thank you for all that you've done.
Hey, Matt!
We're back with another episode of Thanksgiving 365, the all-year-round Thanksgiving podcast.
Ugh, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, every single day.
It's the best. It's mostly just talking about Pieces of April, Dutch,
yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in these Friends episodes. So we're back again.
Yeah.
Another one of these.
Oh, Son-in-Law.
And Son-in-law. Son-in-law, that's right. We've done a couple Son-in-law episodes. But I wanted to bring it back to one of my favorite Friends episodes that we talked about.
Yeah, the one where Chandler's in a box.
The one where Chandler's in a box. One that has, you know what I can't stand is that there's a little bit of Christmas mixed into this Thanksgiving episode because they're talking about
yeah,
Super
Santas.
Yeah, dude,
fuck Christmas.
But
like on the whole ranking thing, I think it goes Thanksgiving, number one.
Yep.
Of course.
Easter.
Probably Easter.
Yep.
And then
Arbor Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
St.
Patrick's Day, bro. Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Leif Erikson Day. Ring-a-ding-a-durgan. Earth Day? Or is that the same as Arbor Day?
I think they're separate. I don't know.
And then probably Halloween.
Ugh. And then Christmas.
And then like at the very bottom, Christmas.
Ooh, you forgot New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Oh, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. They're up there with Thanksgiving, dude.
But you know, listen. Yeah. You know how we feel over here on Thanksgiving 365, which is like,
yeah.
Let us have our Thanksgiving. Stop talking about Christmas in our Thanksgiving episodes.
It's true.
Like,
too early.
It's too
early.
Goddamn early.
These motherfuckers trying to listen to Christmas music the day after Halloween.
Fuck
absolutely
them.
Fucking
Hate
garbage.
Can't stand
fuck them.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this episode, Secret Santa subplot aside.
Yeah. For sure. Well, what's your thoughts on Friends?
So, I have a real touch-and-go history with Friends.
Okay.
I was a child of the mid to late 90s, so I was sucked into the must-see TV of it all, and I would watch Friends every Thursday with my mom. And then, like, I realized I remembered maybe three episodes of Friends over the years. Like,
yeah.
I really didn't retain much of it. And it was only about two or three years ago when I decided to, there was a podcast that I found called The Best of Friends that was three comedians in LA rewatching every episode of Friends and reviewing it. And I was like, you know how I am. I was like, all right, I'm going to buy the seasons of Friends because they kept saying on the podcast, they're like, if you really want to watch this show, you should watch the DVDs because it's the only way you get the full uncut version, like on all streaming apps, it's the syndicated version that cuts like
that's where they show
minutes.
Full penetration.
They don't.
You can only see full Friend penetration if you buy the DVDs.
But you know what I mean, like those.
Yeah, I know what you're
cuts,
talking.
Like
about.
Syndication cuts can sometimes take like 3 or 4 minutes out of an episode, and that's all that's available on Max. So they're like, hey, check out the DVDs. And luckily, like DVDs are fairly worthless now, so I was able to buy all 10 seasons. I think for like $3 a DVD, like it was not bad. So I was literally watching it, watch an episode, listen to the podcast, watch an episode, listen to the podcast type vibe. And it took me like maybe 7 or 8 months to like work through a full, the full series, and
the first season.
Yeah, the first season. And what I landed on was that I don't love the show Friends, and I know there are people who love the show Friends.
There really are.
If you were to say what is a sitcom that makes you laugh out loud, Friends would not be anywhere on that list. Like for me, it's always going to be stuff like Scrubs makes me laugh out loud, and if we're even going in the same time period, like Seinfeld makes me laugh out loud a lot more than Friends. Yeah. But I got, like, after watching all of it, I got the appeal because I was like, it wasn't like I watched it. I was like, okay, I did that. I never want to watch that again. It was kind of a like, okay, now that I've watched it without like stopping to listen to a podcast every episode, like I do look forward to being able to just throw this on in the background as just like a steady hum of conversation. It's kind of the same way I feel about like Gilmore Girls. Like Gilmore Girls was a show that I watched from front to back while listening to a podcast, The Gilmore Guys. Mm-hmm. But I've revisited it like two or three times just because it's such an easy background show. Yep. Like, it's like, oh, I'm going to cook in the kitchen. I want to throw on something I don't have to pay attention to. And, like, Gilmore Girls is perfect. And, like, that's where Friends falls. But I do have episodes that I love of Friends.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. I love this episode.
I think that's kind of where I fall a little bit. You got to remember, like, with my age, I more experience Friends through syndication because it was syndicated everywhere.
It's that second run generation that like found Friends because of, like, as much as I hate saying it, on like Nick at Night, you know what I mean? Like this and like Fresh Prince were that era of them being on Nick at Night where I'm like, no, this is not what Nick at Night is.
Yes. yeah for sure. But I always associated it with the evening coming to a close and like it's time to go to bed and you have to get up for school tomorrow. So of course, like, that my anxiety caused me to hate this show and Seinfeld. Yep. I think we talked about this on the Seinfeld episode. Yeah. It's
show
like the weird,
infamously known for all of its
Thanksgiving episodes. Yeah. During the Thanksgiving episodes, it's just instantly when I think of those two shows, I'm taken right back to my stomach hurting. I'm about to go to bed and not understanding, not that my parents didn't care about my stomach hurting, but like they were from an era of like, hey, it's not anxiety. It's you're just being an idiot. Just go to bed. It's okay. Like, why can't you just stop being anxious? Damn it. instead
calm
of like,
down
hey,
and
let's
enjoy it.
let's go figure this out. So I always associated with that. I said this to Teddy while we were watching it, is like, I will sit down and say, like, I don't like Friends until Friends is on. And I'm like, yeah, this is fine.
But
like,
again,
this is,
it's not.
This is okay.
Like, I would say this is one of my top five favorite episodes of Friends, and I still don't think it's a laugh out loud funny episode.
No.
Like it just is a nice hum background
noise. And kind of going back to what you were saying of, like, you can't really remember a lot of it. It is very easily digested and then forgotten.
Yeah. Now
I think
are you aware of all the plot lines that are happening in this one? Because this is a pretty plot heavy
semi. Because I was like, okay, so I know
they hold your hand and walk you through the Joey and Chandler one pretty well.
Yeah, and I have the lore of Rachel and Ross.
Yep. And how about the Monica and Richard thing?
Well, that's what I had to remind myself. I'm like, who was the actor? Tom Selleck. And I had to like revisit some of the lore because a lot of my Friends' experience comes from it being on at my parents or it being
in,
on
it's
at
like
my
watching The Christmas Story. There's many of us who could not, for $1 million, assemble that movie in order.
Nope. I can't remember specific episodes, but I remember the pop culture references. Like, everybody knows fucking Pivot. Everybody knows We Were on a Break.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Ross is the worst fucking character on this show.
Boy, is he. But you know what? I'm going to throw this out. So this here's the controversial statement that I make all the time.
Yeah.
And so many people think that I'm insane. But
I might be with you.
But Ross is the worst of the guys, and Rachel's the worst of the women. She is infuriating to me.
I would agree.
And like,
I would agree. I wish
Monica, Phoebe, Rachel. Yeah. That is my ranking of them every single time.
I wish we would have gotten a real shot between Joey and Rachel, like during that season. Remember when they did split?
I don't. Well, so it's funny. I was watching. Just you were watching bit. This with Teddy. I was watching this with Barb, and I said to her, "It's really funny that Joe is so moralistic right now because dating Rachel seasons later is so much more."
Oh, it's so much worse. It's so much worse. So much worse. But I find Ross to be way less likable than Joey or Chandler, so I almost don't care as much.
And like, this is one of the unfortunate seasons Matthew Perry, RIP, obviously, has said that you can tell which seasons he was on drugs by how thin or fat he is.
Yeah,
the first time he walks into the apartment, I thought, ooh, this was during one of the rough years, because he looks like he weighs 92 pounds when he steps in that room.
It's so wild to hear stories of like behind the scenes stuff.
I think this is one of the seasons he says he has no memories of filming.
Well, that's my thing is like, and I don't know. Well, I know that you've have to have been following the recent stuff with the Quiet on the Set documentary.
Yeah. Oh, I finished the whole thing already. It's insane.
We're going to be watching it after we get done recording, actually.
It's an important series for sure. I mean, this might be a mild spoiler, but if you say that you've been seeing the discourse, you already know there's a whole thing with Drake Bell that shows up.
I heard about that.
And like the Drake Bell thing, this is another thing where it's like, I feel bad saying this out loud, but like, let us not forget that just 2 years ago, Drake Bell also had a lot of controversial stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I don't believe his story, because I do believe his story. But it almost feels like, okay, I want to tell this story on camera because I could use the sympathy points.
Lean off me a little bit.
Like, it just was one of those things where I'm like, ooh, like, let us not because they, like, they mention his recent controversy and, like, a 45-second thing. And I'm like, look, like, I can feel terrible for what happened to this child and still think
because you can probably link it back to that. Yeah. You're like, dude, this is what led to this. But that doesn't mean what you did was okay either.
No.
Like,
and that's the thing. At the end of the day, and I've said this about a bunch of people before, and not nearly to that level, but like, because bad shit happened to you doesn't mean you have a free pass to be a shitty person.
Yeah.
Also, because there's plenty of people who have had that same bad shit or even worse bad shit happen who have chosen not to be a shitty person.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. But I don't want to sit here and victim blame. That's not like a road I want to go down.
No, not at all.
But yeah, but like that doesn't erase other decisions.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Bad decisions by other people don't erase your bad decisions.
Hello, everyone. We're Superhero Stuff You Should Know. And if you think you know about superheroes and comic books, think again.
We got romance. We got action.
Romance.
We got comedy. We got everything you need, man. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know for all your superhero needs.
I don't know about this romance. What part are you talking about?
We've got all kinds of sketches and then deep dives on top of that. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
All right. So come on down to... Wait, why did I say come on down? To Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
At Maximum Mediocrity, people say things like,
I don't dress like this on the regular basis. This isn't my, you know, pooping uniform. This is not what I wear.
And they also say things like,
The nurses are usually either angels of mercy or whores.
Every episode is a new experience where you get to know people that aren't famous but should be.
Why am I facing Floyd Mayweather in the what?
My co-host Morgan and I track down the people you didn't know you needed to hear from.
It's like hot sex in a mug.
We are the Maximum Mediocrity Podcast, and we are on all major podcasting platforms. We'll be waiting for you.
Hello, everyone. We're Superhero Stuff You Should Know. And if you think you know about superheroes and comic books, think again.
We got romance. We got action.
Romance.
We got comedy. We got everything you need, man. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know for all your superhero needs.
I don't know about this romance. What part are you talking about?
We've got all kinds of sketches and then deep dives on top of that. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
All right. So come on down to... Wait, why did I say come on down? To Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
Going back to the friends of it all, Like, mm-hmm. it is really... It, and Friends is kind of... I like the story of the making of Friends, I think, more than I like the show Friends. Because I love the idea that until, I think, the last season, all six of these cast members went into every contract circumstance as a team of six to always make sure that no person was making more than the other and that they were, like, sticking together
like an
as a team.
And they are together.
Like, which I think is really cool. Like, I think that that's, like, that's the type of teamwork I like to hear about in the world of television.
Fighting for one another, because I feel like not enough casts did that for one another.
And that was the story that I heard was that was Courtney Cox. Because Courtney Cox had had like the closest element to success, and she had been on a couple episodes of Seinfeld. And that was her takeaway from Seinfeld was like, Jerry, Jason, Michael, and Julia are a unit of four that are really fighting for each other. And that's why their show has lasted and succeeded so long. And we need to be the same thing, because if we start to hate each other and resent each other for making more money than the other person or whatever, then this show's not going to make it because we're not going to want to do it. Like,
For sure.
So like, it was kind of that cool moment of unity, and I love that. But what I will say is, knowing how bad Matthew Perry was at this point with drugs and alcohol, and how he says he has no memory of filming most of this stuff, like, his comic timing is still so on point.
Impeccable. He's like, great.
He's the best. He is the closest. Him and Joey are the laughs in this episode.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
For sure.
What makes me love this episode specifically is the titular box. The Chandler in the box subplot is so funny to me. And when he's explaining the reasons for the box with his just his fingers popping out of the air hole.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
It's so good. When he pops his finger up at the end and
to
does
wave
the
goodbye,
little wave
goodbye.
It's legitimate
sad. Oh, my God. It's heartbreaking.
It's so sad. And Joey even brings that out, like, with his freak out of like, oh, open the box. You can still get her. It's cute. It's
their friendship is the best part of the show to me.
Yeah.
The
it Joey comes Chandler across friendship. Well.
Yeah. I think that they genuinely loved each other. Like, I think that those two actors genuinely loved each other. It's the same as when you watch Scrubs and you know that Donald Faison and Zach Braff are legitimately best friends.
Best
like,
friends.
It just, like, oozes out of the screen like that. But
yeah. So give me a little bit of background, because they do kind of hold your hand. Did Joey's ex-girlfriend cheat on Joey with Chandler?
So I mean, I probably should have rewatched this just to remind myself a little bit.
I mean, if you don't know, whatever. Like,
well, no, I remember bits and pieces of it. Joey was dating this girl, and it was like the first real relationship for Joey. After three seasons of him being like the one night stand womanizer, he like really liked this girl, but like they were not compatible. So it was like stuff like the big moment was her and Chandler were becoming closer as friends because they were very similar.
Yeah.
And like it was her birthday was coming up, and like Joey bought her something that Joey would like for her birthday.
Okay.
And Chandler remembered a conversation with her where she mentioned that the Velveteen Rabbit was her favorite book, so he found a very rare first edition of the Velveteen Rabbit for her. And when he saw what Joey had gotten her, he was like, hey, let's trade gifts. And like, but she saw through it. She was like, there's no way Joey got me the Velveteen Rabbit. That had to have come from Chandler. So she started to have feelings for Chandler. And they were having a conversation. And I think it was essentially like Chandler said, I can't do this to Joey. And then heat of the moment, they kiss. And as they're kissing, Joey walks in, type situation.
Yikes.
So that's where the big, like, they hate each other thing is. This is the first time I noticed this, but they have the little like dry erase board in their house. And at one point when they're talking, it just says, I'm sorry over and over and over again across the entire board, which I think I read that every episode that's different. Like if you
There's
watch it on like
different.
A big, like, but it was so small. Like when I was watching in the 90s, you couldn't notice it. But if you watch it on like an HD TV, you can read like what the messages are on there every time. It's like Judith Freelander's hats and
Yeah, or the chalkboard in
The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, for sure.
But
for
that
sure.
was, I was like, oh, that's funny. But
yeah.
That's kind of the build up there, and this is Joey giving them the blessing, which is kind of frustrating because I think Chandler and this girl date for like 3 more episodes, and then they like write her off. I forget how, but I remember they kind of do her dirty, like she cheats on Chandler next or something. Like it's like
damn.
A real wild. It's a
damn.
There's a phrase that I stole from Gilmore Guys, where they refer to deaning a character. Which is the concept of, like, in the first season of Gilmore Girls, Dean is the perfect boyfriend, but now it's time for the audience to love Jess, so they make Dean dumber and a bad person so that we feel okay when the relationship ends. And, yeah, Friends kind of deaned this woman a little bit so that we didn't hate that Chandler broke, like, that it didn't work out for Chandler. We use it a lot on, we use the phrase deaning a lot on the White People Problems OC podcast, because goddamn do they dean every character that's about to leave the show. They make sure that if you like them for the last 8 episodes, the last episode they're in, they don't look anything like the character that you've enjoyed.
We should talk about Thanksgiving.
We should talk about the rest of this episode. All right, so that's enough about the Chandler and Joey stuff. It's the best part, so we can kind of speed run the other 2 plot lines. Phoebe has nothing to do on this.
Yeah, Phoebe, which is really unfortunate, because I think Phoebe is easily the best of the women characters.
She's delightful.
Yeah.
The Monica storyline is she gets ice in her eye when trying to thaw out the freezer. She has to go to the eye doctor, but her eye doctor is her ex-boyfriend, Richard.
Yeah.
Richard's not there, but the on-call doctor is. She shows up, is really turned on by how hot the on-call doctor is. Turns out it's Richard's son. And you know what? Rightfully so, all of the friends give her a lot of shit for...
Yeah, that's really gross.
It's grimy.
That's so
it's
disgusting.
A grimy call.
It's really gross. They kiss.
They kiss, and she immediately realizes how gross it is. But like, she's even trying to call out everybody else. And I'm like, yeah, but all of their other stuff pales in comparison to what you're doing.
I don't know about that. I'm kind of with the audience when I'm like, yeah, fuck them too. But I think they all kind of suck.
They all kind of suck, but like, Ross didn't know he was marrying a lesbian, so that has nothing to do with making a personal choice. Sure, Rachel ran out on her husband, so that's not great. Joey panicked and accidentally threw a wooden leg into the fire. You know, Chandler's living it. We understand why Chandler's living in a box.
Like, yes. I think Rachel's not a great person.
No. So let's talk about Rachel for a second, because...
Yeah. Well, the Monica story's kind of done.
The Monica story's
kiss,
done.
And then she realizes he kisses like his dad, and then they split.
Yep.
So
and then
Ross and Rachel.
And then the last thing is the Ross and Rachel, kind of the most annoying of the storylines, because it's based on...
For the entire series.
For the entire... Sorry. Yeah, for the whole series. It's based on the fact that Rachel doesn't keep the gifts that she has. The situation here is that both characters are both in the wrong and in the right. Like, I understand Ross's frustration. 100%. Him bringing it up every 5 seconds is such an obnoxious Ross Geller move that I just like...
Yes.
It's like, oh, losing all the sympathy I had for you at the start that she got rid of, like, a necklace that was really important. Now, like, the flip side of, like, Rachel then on the other side, I think it's fucked up that she's getting rid of gifts that people get her to get store credit to buy something else. But when she's like, look, I keep the stuff that's important, the gifts aren't. Like,
here's
okay, this eggshell. Yeah, here's an
eggshell. Where I'm like, that's fucking weird.
No, the best line, actually, Ross has a very good line.
The museum, the dinosaur.
You're
tote.
Really not supposed to take that. We have a lot of people looking for it, actually.
Yes. So we've talked a lot about this Friends episode, but honestly, dude, not a lot of Thanksgiving.
They do sit down and eat food, which is...
They eat food?
As we've learned from other Friends Thanksgiving episodes, never a guarantee that they will have Thanksgiving on their Thanksgiving episodes. Sometimes food gets
not
burnt.
Not only
sometimes
will
it
they...
gets destroyed. Like, this is a rarity.
Sometimes they eat the turkey, and sometimes the turkey eats them, as we've seen on certain episodes.
Boy, do they gobble gobble.
But I will say... Talking about Thanksgiving, my favorite part of this entire episode is when they're preparing the food and Chandler goes, hey, it's almost time for the big game. What time is it on? What channel is it? And they're like, Joey and Ross aren't here. You can keep watching the parade. And he's like, all right. And he goes back to
boy,
the parade
do I
because
relate.
That was
boy, do I
us.
Relate. Well, Dylan, that was a great Thanksgiving episode. And you know what? I would chill in a box for you, buddy.
Oh, my God, dude. That was a fantastic episode that we watched all dealing with Thanksgiving. I can't wait to keep this Thanksgiving train going next week and the week after. 365 days a year of Thanksgiving. Dude, for you, I drill an air hole in that box for you, bud.
Thank you for all that you are. I just want to say Master Creator and Lord of my world. I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. We're Superhero Stuff You Should Know. And if you think you know about superheroes and comic books, think again.
We got romance. We got action.
Romance.
We got comedy. We got everything you need, man. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know for all your superhero needs.
I don't know about this romance. What part are you talking about?
We've got all kinds of sketches and then deep dives on top of that. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
All right. So come on down to... Wait, why did I say come on down? To Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
At Maximum Mediocrity, people say things like,
I don't dress like this on the regular basis. This isn't my, you know, pooping uniform. This is not
And they also say things like,
The nurses are usually either angels of mercy or whores.
Every episode is a new experience where you get to know people that aren't famous but should be.
Why am I facing Floyd Mayweather in the woods?
My co-host Morgan and I track down the people you didn't know you needed to hear from.
It's like hot sex in a mug.
We are the Maximum Mediocrity Podcast, and we are on all major podcasting platforms. We'll be waiting for you.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.